SpaceX shares closing below their IPO price for a second consecutive day following the Starship Flight 13 abort is a story that requires understanding both the technical failure and the market dynamics around a recently public company. The abort happened at the last second due to an engine failure, not an explosion on the pad, not a loss of vehicle, but an automated abort system functioning exactly as designed. Technically, that's a safety system working. The market is treating it as a capability setback, which reflects investor expectations around launch cadence and the Starship program's timeline for commercial deployment.
SpaceX went public in June, so we're roughly 6 weeks into its public market life, and it's already dealing with the adjustment from a private company where Elon Musk could tightly control narrative to a public company where any setback becomes a visible event with an immediate stock price consequence. The last-second engine abort is the kind of thing SpaceX would have absorbed internally as a routine test result in its private years. As a public company, it's a multi-day market story. That's a real operational change in how the company has to manage communications.
The $3.2 trillion rotation from semiconductor stocks to big tech is one of the more striking market dynamics of the current moment. Chips have been the primary beneficiary of AI infrastructure spending, NVIDIA most obviously, but also AMD, Broadcom, and others. What we're seeing now is investors taking profits from semiconductors and rotating into the companies that are building on top of AI infrastructure, the Googles, Metas, Microsofts of the world. The challenge is that this rotation is happening ahead of big tech earnings. And if those earnings don't demonstrate that AI spending is producing revenue growth, both legs of the trade could suffer simultaneously.
Which is exactly Jim Cramer's concern, expressed with characteristic bluntness. He wants cold hard proof AI pays off. The honest answer is that AI monetization has been uneven across companies. Microsoft's Copilot integration has shown revenue uplift in enterprise. Google's AI overviews have raised advertising yield concerns while also increasing search engagement. Meta's AI advertising tools have shown measurable improvements in ad performance metrics. Netflix, which we'll get to, shows AI being used to reduce production costs rather than generate new revenue directly. These are different models of AI payoff, and Wall Street needs to get comfortable with measuring them differently.
The Netflix Q2 earnings deserve their own beat. The company reported that generative AI has been used in approximately 300 titles so far this year, an extraordinary number that covers everything from visual effects and background generation to script development tools. Earnings beat estimates, but third quarter guidance came in below Wall Street expectations, which explains why the stock didn't get a bigger post-earnings pop. The 300 titles figure is the disclosure that has longer-term significance. It normalizes AI use in content production and will accelerate similar adoption across every major studio.
The Adani story out of India is worth tracking. Gautam Adani has publicly sworn that his group's $10 billion U.S. investment commitment had no connection to the DOJ dropping its bribery case against him. The DOJ dropped charges in February, several months after Adani announced the investment. The timing is legitimately suspicious, and Adani's denial, while consistent with his innocence, is also exactly what you'd say if the connection were real. This case intersects with questions about how the current administration is using DOJ prosecutorial discretion as a diplomatic and commercial tool, which is a pattern worth tracking across multiple cases.
The Walmart AI jobs list, 10 roles the company says will thrive in the AI era, and Jamie Dimon telling the public to stop being breathless about AI job loss are two sides of the same reassurance campaign that major corporations are now running. Dimon's version is the more direct one, essentially arguing that productivity improvements from AI will expand economic activity enough to offset displacement. Walmart's version is more specific, focusing on roles in data oversight, AI training, customer experience management, and supply chain optimization. Both positions deserve scrutiny, the distribution of those new jobs and whether they pay comparably to the roles being automated away is where the real question lies.
OpenAI and Anthropic staff potentially being able to buy 29% of San Francisco homes following their company's IPOs, per Redfin's analysis, is partly a human interest story and partly a housing policy story. San Francisco's housing market is already among the most constrained in the nation. A wave of newly liquid tech wealth concentrated in a small geographic area has historically produced rapid price appreciation that displaces existing residents. The Redfin figure is a projection based on estimated equity stakes and current IPO valuations. So treat it as directional rather than precise. But the directional story is real.